Okay, picking up from last night's shir, we were discussing the musug of the name Yisrael, that the little, there's a little yud in the name of Yisrael. Yud is the Indian of what, of Anivus. We said that Avraham Avinu was the one of the quintessential Anovim of Klal Yisrael. He was the Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. And we said that what, well, we quoted Mishnah towards the end of Avos in the parak, that what, that Avraham Avinu was Zeche to what, to Shval Ruach, the Talmidim was Zeche, and he says, with that, you're Zeche to what, to Eitzesem Amalei, to Olamos Yesh, we said Chai Olamos, and Lamaisa, we mentioned that in Ogeh, to the Indian of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrel have this Indian of what, of being able to be greater and greater, and greater, or unfortunately less. And we said that that's a musig of Ashrechem Yisrael, because we go together with the Torah. We are based on the Torah. We are based on the Kaddish. We are based on the Kaddish Baruch. So now today I want to continue. I want to get finally to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Shalom Aleichem to all my friends. Wow, everyone's eyes are bugging out when they see Dayan. Dayan has become bigger and stronger than ever. So the Maisa we have over here that says Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai U'Moser LeYoshua. It's not just the Musag of what, of Anivos, of Avraham Avinu. We start off the first word of the Mishnah is when it comes to what, when it comes to Pirkei Avos, it's Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai U'Moser LeYoshua. So number one, we start off with Moshe. We have to mention that Moshe Haya Anov Mikol Adam, and of the Inyan of Anivos and what, and building through this Tkufa of what, of Omer. We says that Omer yesterday was what, was also 310. Shai, Yei, Sheish Olamos, Shai Olamos, in order to be Zeche to what, to Kabbalah Sadera, a person has to have the union of Anivos. Moshe Rabbeinu is what? Onam Mikol Adam and Zichru Teira as Moshe. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's Teira. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu's Teira of other what? Of other, there has to be an Anivos of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the first word in the Pirkei Avos is Moshe. Moshe Kibel Teira Misinai. It does not say that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Teira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says he got it from Sinai, which is an interesting Lashon. U'masra le'Yoshua. Ve'Yoshua le'Zikeinim u'Zikeinim le'Nevi'im u'Nevi'im masru lan shekinat zagdela. And the Mishnah starts off with what? With the way that we give over the Messiah of the Torah. The Torah was given over in this way. From what? From Av to Tam, from Tama to Ben. That's what we said. Another reason why it's called Avos, because the Maaseh has been given over. Avos Mechal Dika told us, we're giving over from generation to generation. This is our Messiah. And our Messiah is brought out over here. Why? Because here is where the what? Here is where the Rav Bartanura speaks out. Why are we speaking out the way that Torah was given over, the Messiah of the Torah, when it comes to Midas? So he says, Omer Ani Lefish Masech Nazuinim, you said this, Alki Mitzvah, Mimitzvah Satera. This is not about any mitzvah, this is not about Sukkah, this is not about Yibum. Kishar Masech, Shibamishnah, Kulam Masarim Umides, Elakulam Musorim Umides, the Gansam Masech of Avais is about Mides. There's no Pasuk here. We said even according to the Chasam Sefer, this is the reason why it's called Avais, is because there's nothing greater than this. Usually by a Masech, at least there's Psukim, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, and there are drushes that come from the Gemara over here. It's even greater than that. So it says over here, V'chach me'u ma'sa'ilam gamkin chavru svarim k'moshe bodu me'libom v'dakei amusli, says, the goyim put out many different svarim about how to act. Kate said, yisnai gadam l'chaveri. So why did this Mishnah start with what? With the Messiah? V'fikach hizchelatana v'sef v'zu. The Moshe kibol Torah misinai lo'y melecha sha'amidois v'amusorim sh'vazu ha'mesechta. This did not come from what? This did not come from each and every person's decision of what he thought was right, what he thought was wrong. So we're saying that what? Well, this is Teir Shemal Peh. This is really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chavayit V'Atzmai. And if it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chavayit V'Atzmai, what's this pshat though? How come we're leaving out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? Why don't we say, Moshe Kibel Teir Misinai? So the Maaseh will continue, and as we go through, we'll see over here that what it says at the end of the Mishnah, they said over three things, and it's like a big machlekes. Who said over? Haral speaks about it a little bit. Baruch Shama speaks about it. What's exactly who said it? But it says, that means you should be what? You should be like relaxed when it comes to the din. You shouldn't do things too quickly. You should have, maybe Pshat is a lot of Talmidim. Then it would have said it, but Talmidim Harvey. But also, siyag la Torah, you should make a siyag. You should make what, fences, borders for the Torah. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I always thought that what, that the famous mission of what, oh, gimel dvarim shayolam oylem, oymed ala Torah, ala hoyed av gnilus chasad, that's how it starts. Over here, the first Mishnah starts off with this gansa, what, the gansa, as we said, b'shem derav bartanura. The whole Messiah of the Torah was given over from Moshe to Yeshua to Yeshua's Kingdom and further. And then they come up with what, the three things, having the sunim b'din, this is very problematic. But okay, let's start off with the first kashas first. Again, let's go back. Umasar al Yeshua. We're going to start with the Indian of what? Of Kibel Umasar. What's this musig of Kibel Umasar? So Kibel Umasar sounds like this. When you're makabel something, you have it now in your hand. Umasar means you hand it over. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was just what? A bridge. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave it over. I'll even use a lashon that they use in Chazal. He was a kli. He was a dli. He was a bucket. Just like a bucket of water goes to what goes to the river. Goes down and what fetches a pail of water. Then they come down the hill, yeah? And they what? Or they go up the hill and they bring the water to the next place. And then they what? They dump it. Wherever they dump it to, they bring it to there. That's the musig of dli. Moshe was makabel. And then he was musar. Sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do much more than that. That is the biggest musig of anibus. Let me tell you over a medrash. The medrash says in Esther Rabbah, the medrash says that what? That Haman wanted to what? Find the right month to annihilate the Jews. So he started looking around into the months and he found Chodesh Shvat. And he says, oh, Chodesh Shvat, what's with this Chodesh? And he says, no, this Chodesh is Nogeh to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because the Lashon is, Dli Ze Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was a bucket. That's not exactly the nicest way to give Moshe Rabbeinu a what? To give Moshe Rabbeinu a shvach. What kind of lashon is that? He's a bucket. So the mice of Moshe Rabbeinu was anov mikol adam. A bucket is the most anivus of an item that's out there. A bucket takes water from one place. He doesn't do anything to the water. All he is a transport, and he brings it to the next place and puts it in the next place, and the water to Zayf. But over here, you see that the bucket didn't do anything. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at himself. He was honored mikol adam, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is called Zichu Teres Moshe. He was zeichet to what? To get the Torah. He was the one that was zeichet to what? To give over the Torah. And that's why he got it even from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to say over here, maybe even a pshat. What's pshat that what? We're leaving out Shem Hashem. So the Maral says, and it very nice pshat. The Maral says, you want to tell me that what? The Moshe Rabbeinu. Ho ho. Ho ho. Ho ho. You want to tell me, Rafi, that what? The Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah. Hey, you got it. You want to tell me that? Hey, you got it. Why are you leaving out Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the Maral says, that the reason why we're leaving out a Kadosh Baruch Hu is for the following reason. Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu is learning Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu. What about us? What about over here on Zoom? A Kadosh Baruch Hu is learning Torah with us too. So therefore, the Mishnah can't write that what? The Moshe Kibbel Torah, what? Moshe Kibbel Torah, Misinai U'Masara Yeshua. We gave it over to Yeshua. And we're going to have to say now also, who was Yeshua? Yeshua was what? L'yom Mishmitei Chavoyel. Yeshua was Mavatel himself. Everywhere Moshe Rabbeinu went, he went. You remember that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the Torah 40 days up on Har Sinai, where was Yeshua? Yeshua was down there. Klal Yisrael knew that what for 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming back. So why didn't Yeshua go back to the family? Why didn't Yeshua hang out? Be mizuk. Why didn't he want to have a good time for 40 days? His Rebbe's gone. 40 days. When the cat's away, the mice shall play. Hello, what's Pshat? Yeshua was mavatel himself. The second that Moshe Rabbeinu would be down there, he's going to be down there. And if that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was, that's where Yeshua was. So we're seeing tonight the musig of anivus as we started last night. The dinyan of Pirkei Avos is the dinyan of anivus. We said that the dinyan of the Oimer is in order to be is the same gematria as Oitzoyim and Malay of what of the dinyan of Shaya Elamas. The person will be zeichet to Elam Abba. You can only be zeichet to Elam Abba through the dinyan of Anivos. Kabbalah Satera, which is also a Musa Gavar of being, we're trying to get to Kabbalah Satera through the Anivos. Only through Anivos can we get to Kabbalah Satera. So that's why it says Moshe Kibbel Torah Mi Sinai Umasara Le Yeshua, and he gave it over to Yeshua. What's the Musa of Mi Sinai, not this Sinai? So that, of course, all the Svarim talk about Mis Sinai is a very interesting lashon. Should have said Bis Sinai. What's Mis Sinai? So Mis Sinai means like this. Moshe Rabbeinu saw in Sinai the biggest limud of anivus. There was a whole machlekes between all the different mountains. Which mountain's going to get the what? Which mountain's going to get the Torah? And Har Sinai says, I'm the smallest mountain. I have nothing to say. I'm not choshev. I'm not nothing. Therefore Har Sinai stood on the side. So Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. He was makabel the Torah because he understood from Sinai that the musag is that a person has to be what? Has to be an onav. Misinai, we learn at the limud that what? A person has to be an onav. That's why it says Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. Also, we said before that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Dali. So it says a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that what? The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu taught everybody about Yir Shamayim. The Gemara says that what? The Pasuk says in the Torah, Ma Hashem lekecha shoyel mimachim liyiras Hashem lekecha. The pasuk says, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking you more than what? More than Yiras Hashem. Says Gemara, what do you mean, what is he asking for? Just Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, is that's a klein azan, that's a small thing. Yiras Hashem is huge. So what do you mean he's only asking from that? So Gemara says, yeah, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not a big thing. We're like, hello, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not with Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, what does it help us that Moshe Rabbeinu was what? So the answer is that was Moshe Rabbeinu was a dli. A dli is a bucket. What does that mean? That means if you have something hard like Yerushalayim and it's coming down to the belt, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says you have to take this Yerushalayim, first has to work on his Yerushalayim. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He puts out his bucket and he says, I'll catch the Yerushalayim. I'll be able to funnel it over to Klal Yisrael, and I'll be able to help teach over Klal Yisrael. And therefore the kli becomes what? Becomes malay, and then it what spills over very nicely, very softly, and then Klal Yisrael is able to take it. So that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Klal Yisrael has to get Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is not such a big thing. Says Gemara, not such a big thing, it's a huge thing. Like, yeah, by Moshe, it's not so huge. Asks everybody, who cares? Moshe's not us. The answer is that Moshe is the one who's funneling it. He's the dli, he's the shliach, he's the emissary. And therefore, when the bucket gets filled, even though that we wouldn't be able to handle Yerushalayim, but when the bucket gets filled, so Moshe Rabbeinu what spills it over to us. That's the Indian of what a Moshe Rabbeinu. And L'chaim, I wanted to say that's what happens when a person has one of those cups. When you pour a kiddush, right, there are certain people who have these cups on top, and then you pour kiddush into one cup, and then they like sprout, it flows out to all the other cups. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was. He was that top cup. You pour the wine in, and then it distributes the wine so nicely to all the other places in such a clean manner. Instead of spilling the wine all over the place, all you do is pour it into one cup, and it gets into all these teeny little cups. So that's a musag of what? Of Moshe Rabbeinu being anav mikol adam, Yeshua being anav, and therefore what? Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, we have over here chashav, I guess. Over here we have what? Moshe Rabbeinu. And what? Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, anav mikol adam, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to what? Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to Yeshua, the inyan of anivus, is the inyan of what? Is the inyan of avos. Ah, here we have the avos. Okay. Let's go by there. So what do we have next? So again, we said that what? That Har Sinai was the what? Was the shuffle of all mountains, the smallest of all the mountains. And therefore, since he was the shuffle of all the mountains, therefore he was able to get it. Abba Lamaisa, if we're saying that what? You have to be shuffle, you have to be low, and not what? Not be too haughty. So I have a great question. You know, there's in California, something called the valley. So why don't we give it in the valley? We should give it in the lowest place possible, all the way down in Yam HaMelech, in a very low place. So you always have to remember Yidden that what? Whenever we're working on Anivos, we have to remember what Rabbunim and Peshishcha says. That l'maisa, when it comes to anivus, it's a great thing. A person has to be onov, me'oid, me'oid, amish, faruach. A person has to what? Have a low spirit. But l'maisa, that's in one pocket, says Rabbunim. In the other pocket, a person has to have b'shvilin b'ro'ilo. A person has to know that what? Because the Shmuel created the whole world for me. So we have to have this balance. We have to realize that what? We have to realize that what? We have to take things down and realize that we're not the greatest things in the entire world. But we have to realize that the whole entire world was created for us. That's the balance that we have to have. We have to realize that every word of Torah that we have makes a difference. Every word of Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in, and the Torah that we're going to learn has nothing to do with the Torah that anybody else is going to learn, and therefore our Torah stands for something. We may not be the greatest Gedolei Ador. That's one thing you have to remember. Hey, they're a big Gedolei. We have to have Rabbanim. Aval L'maisa, our Torah, B'shvili Nivroilam, there's no other Torah besides my Torah. So therefore, a person has to have both of these things always in mind to be balanced. The most important thing to be is balanced. So we're talking about Midas now. We have to obviously talk about the Indian of being balanced. Okay, so he said that the Midas are coming from what? From Har Sinai, from Torah Shebaal Peh. They're not coming from the Chukas HaGoyim, like we mentioned before, from the what? From the Rav Bar Tenura. We mentioned just now that what? That Har Sinai teaches us two Inyanim. Number one, Shva'al Ruach, to be low, but the Ma'is said still a mountain. It's not in the valley. It's still a mountain. A person has to have a certain amount of Gaiva of Bishvili Nevroi. Okay. We mentioned again the Maram. Of a person, what? Of Moshe Rabbeinu getting it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what? That every person gets to learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's another Indian of what? Of Gaiva that we have to have. We have to realize that every time you open up a Sefer, Ubefrapa Bein Azmanim, when it's even harder, and Lamaisa, a person is working on Midas, which is even harder, if that's what we're doing in Bein Azmanim, so you have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimonu, and therefore, even though you don't see so many what's called, you don't see so many numbers on the screen, but each and every number is a chash of a number, and I appreciate everybody that's joining us. It's great to see everybody's face, but you have to remember there's one more box. Over here for what? For the Shekhinah. That's the Shekhinah's Beinenu, the Lamaisa was learning Torah, therefore we're Zeichet to that also. Okay, so now back to Yeshua. Yeshua was Mamis Atzmoyal HaTorah. Yeshua was what? Was zeichet to be the one who ended up fighting with Amalek. Let's talk about this musug of Amalek, Yeshua. We said this musug of Yeshua. Yeshua was this inyan of Torah Shebal Peh. You have to remember that when we're talking about the Mishnah Novus over here, we're not just talking about Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebiksav. We are more specifically talking about Torah Shebal Peh. When we're talking about the Mesiras HaTorah, we're talking about Torah Shebal Peh. This is a Mishnah. This is talking about Torah Shebal Peh. Yeshua was really the one who's known as Torah Shebal Peh. Aaron HaKohen. Also, Abba Lamai said, let's speak about Yeshua for a minute. Let's look at Amalek for a minute. So there are two characters, there are two villains in the Torah. One's name is Balak, one's name is Bilam. And Balak and Bilam, these two were tandems and they were coming against Klal Yisrael. And Lamaisa, they wanted to become what? Roish. There's a lot of talk about what? But they were very haughty, very Balgaivas. They wanted to be on top of the world. So Lamaisa over there, you see by what? By Balak and Bilam, if you take the words Balak and Bilam and you play around with the letters, meaning by Bilam's name is Bez Lamed Ayin Mem. If you take the Ayin Mem at the end of Bilam, and you take the what? You take the Lamed Kuf at the end of Balak, that makes Amalek. And the letters that are remaining, are the letters Bavel. So Lamaisa, you have Bavel also what? The Bavel also Benasa Lanushem. They wanted to build the, or they tried to build, but they were in the middle of building this tower. But they want to become greater and greater. They want to become Roish. Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yeshua. Who is Yeshua? Yeshua was somebody who was what? Who was basically not known for himself. He was only known as being secondary to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Mavatl himself. But Lamaisa, with this bittel, Yeshua becomes what? Becomes the next leader of Klai. So Moshe Rabbeinu had children. There was even a sad that what Moshe Rabbeinu may have wanted Pinchas. You see how great Pinchas was afterwards. Elazar HaKohen was there helping Yeshua. So Elazar was also a candidate. Why did Pinchas get it? Because of his batlus. Why did Yeshua get it? Because Yeshua was mevatel himself. The more you mevatel yourself, the greater you become. We mentioned in Nagada Shirim, the Pasuk says that what? Uvenei Yisrael, paru b'yishutzu b'yirbu b'yatzmu b'moid m'oid. The Pasuk says that what? That the more they were hit, yeah? The greater they became. And we said that what? That lashon of b'moid m'oid is a lashon of m'oid m'oid ha'bishma ruach, which is a lashon over here. M'oid m'oid ha'bishma ruach. A person has to become lower and lower. The person will realize how low he is. And the person will realize that what? That there are so many great talmidei chachamim in the belt. And the person will realize that we're kol kula talmidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That makes you greater and greater. And that is how Yeshua was able to what? To become great. So now Yeshua is the one who's picked to what? To fight Amalek. Because Amalek is what? Reishis goyim Amalek. So Yeshua becomes the first one of Torah Shebal Peh to get the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Yeshua becomes the Roish. Why does he become the Roish? Because he was Mevatel himself. Only through Bittul is a person able to be Mevatel himself. And that's the Musag of Malchus. Where do we see the Musag of Malchus? Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, we said last time was what? Is the letter Hey. Each Ois, each Chodesh is Nogeh to an Ois, and Chodesh Nisan is Nogeh to the Ois Hey. And we said last time that a person can fall out the bottom of the Hey. That's why the world is built with the letter Hey. A person can fall at the bottom, Rahman al-Tlan. And when he wants to do tshuva, what does he do? He climbs back up to the top with Siyata Dishmaya. So that's the Indian of Malchus. That's with Siyata Dishmaya, because the Baruch Hu helps you to get to the top. Also, the letter Hey is five. This is the Golas. We're in the what's called? We're in the fifth Golas. We're waiting for the fifth, what's called? For the fifth Gula. Lamaisa, we've been already what? We've been already in Mitzrayim, we've been in Paras and Madai, and we've been in what's called? We've been in Mitzrayim, we've been in Babel, we've been in Yavon. So here we are, we're now in what? Malchus Edom, the fourth of the Golis is after Mitzrayim. So here we're waiting for what? We're waiting for Mashiach. If you look at the Oseus of Mashiach, Mashiach is Chamishi, the fifth. That's why Nisan is. But Nisan what? But Nisan. When were we what? When were we Nigal? We were Nigal in Nisan. But Nisan Nigalu. But Nisan Asidili Goyal. And who's going to be Goyalas? Mashiach Tzikenu. That's the letter Hey. That's the Musag of what? That's the Musag of Malchus. So now that we're handling the Musag of Malchus, let's go a little bit further in this Mishnah. We're saying that what? Now we're in Parshas Sfiras HaEmer. And in Sfiras HaEmer, we're talking about the Inyan of building to come to be Makabal HaTorah. So look at what the first of all the different memories that we have over here in Pirkei Avos. The first of all the memories is the most weird one. Havi Misunim Badin. When a person judges, well, that's even better. When a judge judges, he should judge with the Masinos. That means it shouldn't be so quick. He should look things over, be very what? Be very musun in the din, what, Messinos Bedin? Is it Din by Dayonim? I thought Ovis was for everybody. Midas is coming from Har Sinai. It's not for judges. It's not a pasuk that says Shoftim B'Shoytrim. What's going on here? Mesunim Bedin, of all the different things that we could have had to start off Pirkei Ovis, Mesunim Bedin? Very, very difficult. Lemaisa continues the Mishnah with what? With Amidu Talmidim Harve, and then the Mishnah also continues with what? With the Indian of Siag L'Teira. So the Maisa, maybe Pshat is Dayanim. Many Rishonim do learn Dayanim. If you look at the Mefarshim over here on the Mishnah, but the Maisa, other Mefarshim want to explain that what? Also another Pshat, which is the Maisa. These three dinim are actually Nogeya to the 48 Kinyanei Atira that are in the sixth parak. Amir Tosham, we'll get there one day. I'm going to be talking about the what? The 48 Kinyanei Atira, and we're here in Surah Sa'imer, 48 days, 49 days. A time to what? A time to build the Kinyanei Atira. Each and every one of these, Mosan Badin. That means when a person learns, he should be bought Mosun. He shouldn't be too fast. He should work at a sugya well. A person should be Mami Talmidim Harve. A person should watch Mixiag Latero. All these three dinim are all Nogea to what? To the Indian of Tera. Also, the Mishnah started off with what? How the Tera was given over, Mesiras HaTera. So therefore, it's a very nice pshat. Can't find the world that all three are Nogea to what? To the Indian of Kinyan HaTera. But again, if we're saying Sfiras HaEmer, and we're saying it's a Musag of Midas, maybe we can kricharain a little bit deeper. Let's look a little bit deeper. Let's see if we can find the pshat. So this is something that I'm going to come to a little bit further when we get a little bit further into the shiurim, especially towards the middle of the first parak. But over here, the Mishnah says, "Havi mesunim b'din." Really, we have to remember that each and every single one of us, just like every single one of us, is a rebbe, as the next chelik of the Mishnah says, "Havi hamidu talmidim harbe." Each and every one of us, like let's say a person's davening. You're davening, people watch you, what you're doing. You're learning, people watch you. Your actions, people watch you. So every person is a Rebbe in his own right. It doesn't mean, Rebbe does not mean a classroom. It does not mean a lectern. It does not mean a shtender in front of the room, right? Right now we're on Zoom. No one's in the head. No one's in the back. We're all in the same place. So Lamaisa, when it comes to what? Being a Rebbe, every single one of us is a Rebbe. What does it mean, Habi Mesunim Bedin? Each and every one of us is a Dayan. Some of us are Yehuda Dayan. Some of us are a lion. Yehuda is what? Is Chodesh Nisan. Mamash Yehuda dying. Some of us are what? Are Yehuda dying? But every single one of us are judging. We're constantly judging. We're constantly judging each other. And sometimes we have to be very, very careful about how we judge. Sometimes we're quick to judge. The Mishnah tells you that what? The first midah of all midahs are be careful how you judge. And the Maisa, we're going to talk about it a little bit deeper, but I'm just going to say it over here. Just in short, when you judge somebody, that's the way they judge them. It means when you put a line on somebody, you say something, you call them out, that judgment also happens upstairs, that they judge on that. And you could be gurim a person's judgment. And then you know what happens? The Baruch Hu says, if that's how you're judging, then I'm going to have to judge you like that also. And then Lamaisa creates a spiral effect, or what's called a snowball effect, and it's really terrible. So I want to save that for a different time. I want to get right now into this, into a little bit further into what Muslim means. So I was looking into what this Indian of having Messinas, but what? Having Messinas Badin, and it was bothering me again. Messinas Badin is Nogea to what? The Ayonim is Nogea to Terio. What about Midas? And Lamaisa, we were just saying that what? That Yehuda Dayan, the Indian of what? Of being a Dayan and being a what? A Yehuda, being a leader. Malchus, when it comes to Chodesh Nisan, right? The letter Hey is all about Mashiach, Malchus. So the word Mosun, Mem, Tav, Vav, Nun, is also the Gematria of Malchus. The biggest Melech is somebody who knows how to what? Somebody knows how to turn away, not to get stared by certain things. You know, whenever it comes to what, whenever it comes to a person's midas, you know what they didn't, you know what Paro tried to do, you know what they did in the Holocaust? They try to strip people of what? Of their seichel. What do? They strip people totally of their clothing over there in the Holocaust, and therefore people couldn't what? You weren't able to act like a normal human being. They stripped you of that. What did they do in Mitzrayim? They made men do women's work. They made women do men's work. And therefore, what people are strapped of what? Stripped of their faculties. A person can't judge in those matzavim. A person is what? Is totally what? Totally removed. So Malchus, the Indian of Messinas Badin, is that what? A person should be a melech. He should be sitting on his throne. Like we said, Bishvili Nevar Ha'olam, a person sitting on your throne. If you're sitting on your throne, then what? You have underlings working under you. Things are cool. Be cool, calm, and collected. When a person is cool, calm, and collective, then they can judge and decide what's right and what's wrong and what things he should do and what things he shouldn't. So maybe that's the Inyan of having Messinas Badin. So the Maisa, when I was looking through this Inyan of Messinas Badin, I came upon something and I thought it was really an unbelievable tzushtel. And then I saw that my Rebbe, Ram Shor, also makes the tzushtel. So I'm going to tell it over to you. The Gemara says in Brachas on Dav Chof, the Gemara says there was once a Yid, and he saw a woman who was dressed in a certain clothing, and he thought that the clothing wasn't tzanuah, so he went over and he ripped the clothing. And the Gemara says that what? Afterwards, he realized that what? That she was a nachris, she was a goy anyway, and therefore he wasted his time. So Lamaisa, he had to pay for the clothing, and how much did it come out to? It came up to 400 zuz. So Bekitzer, the Gemara continues and says that he asked her, what's her name? And the Gemara says, she answers, her name was Mosun. Rashi says over there that what? Mosun cost me 400 zuz. Meaning the fact that we're not what? The fact that we're not malachim over ourselves, the fact that we're not what? We don't have shlita, we don't have what? Control is going to cost us. So Lamaisa, we're learning tonight the musaf of having Mesunim Bedin. Don't let things cost you, because when they cost you, they cost the royal arm, the royal fortune. Okay, so Lamaisa, we mentioned already what Rav Moshe Feinstein says about the next chelik, that what each and every one of us is a real Rebbe, because Lamaisa, every single person is what? Hamidu Talmidim Harbei, every single person, the way that they act, you have to realize that every day you have to go with this musaf, that what? When you're judging, you have to be careful of who you're judging, you have to be a melech. And Lamaisa, when you're acting, you have to realize how you're acting, because Lamaisa, people are learning from you. Siagla Terah is everything about Midas. That we're putting borders around things. We're making things, we're trying to see what things are and basically categorizing them and trying to see where we can get within and where with not. So Lachara, these are three things that are really what really the Gansa Mishnayas are really based on. So maybe they are apropos to start. I mean, not maybe. These are the ones that starts a Mishnah. So we have to say upshot that makes them apropos to start off the Gansa thing over there. So Lamaisa, just to finish. With the Musaq of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Inyan of Anikus. So we said that what? That the Mishnah starts off with Moshe Rabbeinu. We said that Moshe Rabbeinu was Anabi Kal Adam. He was the one that was Moshe Atera, Moshe to Yeshua, because again, Yeshua also had this need of what of Anikus. But Moshe Anabi Kal Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to what? To see every single person. Now, Lamaisa, you'll tell me that what? Moshe Rabbeinu, you can tell me a Torah about what? Of Anikus and then Yeshua. Shaykhis, what do we have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu? So I always like to say this famous Gemara. The Gemara says that what? That Haman made a cheshbon that what? That on Zion Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu was what? Was nifter. So he said, great, there's a great chedesh for us. So the Gemara says, idiot, Haman, Moshe Rabbeinu was what? Was nifter on Zion Adar, but he was also born on Zion Adar. Excellent. So therefore, Haman missed the boat. Now everyone asks, Lamaisa, what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on Zion Adar, and he was born on Zion Adar? No, usually you're born and then you're nifter. You're never nifter, then you're born. Hello, what? We all have to know that there is a little bit of Moses in me. Every single person has a little bit of Moshe in them. Moshe Rabbeinu was what? Was nifter on Zion Adar, but then Moshe Rabbeinu was reborn. Every single one of us have a sheiches to Torah. Every single one of us have a sheiches to Midas Tevis Ad Moed. Each and every one of us is a Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says something, a very interesting lashon many times. The Gemara calls one Amara, calls the other one, Moshe, Shaper Kamris. He says to him, Moshe, you're saying good. Moshe is not his name. Every single one of us have tap into the musik of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like we were saying yesterday, the Gansa Torah is given over what? In one shot as a person is born, and then afterwards we take baby steps to learn the Torah. The Inyan of Amuna and the Inyan of what? The Inyan of Anibos is also given over on the night of Harsina, at the night of Pesach. Where what? We didn't do anything right, and yet what happens? The Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of us. And then every day we take baby steps. Each and every one of us has a Moshe Rabbeinu inside that we can tap into. And Lamaisa, I saw this, I think I would like to share this with you if you don't mind, and here it is. Pesach, Matzah, Morer, these three words, as we said, these are the mitzvahs that the mitzvahs of Lila when it comes to Pesach, that starts us off to get into the Sefirah Sa'imer, to get into Avos. Pesach, Matzah, Morer, and Gematria, those of you who are going to do the math later, Aaron, I'm talking to you, that's right, is Mo'oid, Haveh Shvaruch. So here you have the what? Pesach, Matzah, and Morer, especially when it comes to Morer. Matzah is what is by definition, going breaking it down, as we mentioned, also in the Agadah Shirim. Well, nothing else but water and flour. Those are the bottom of the bottom. So the Maisa, when it comes to this Musa, these manim, coming right after Pesach, coming from Pesach Matzah Omor, Havi Ma'oid, 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 Havi Shvaruach. Yeah, that's the Gematria of Pesach Matzah Omor. We're coming to the Musa of Sfira Sa'imer. Omer, we said, is what? Is 310. Because what? Because the Maisa, a person is Zeichet, what? To. Or it's a same Amalei, because Baruch Hu is going to fill up our storage houses, and we're going to be what? Zeichet to what? To Shaya Lomos. And the only way to be Zeichet to Shaya Lomos, we said, is what? Is that Musag of Avraham Avinu, of Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, the Musag of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is what? Which is the Inyan of Anivos. And we said, what? Anivos? Wow, how are we supposed to take Anivos? So we said tonight that what? The Moshe Rabbeinu, every single one of us has a little bit of Moses. Really, we're all Shaya to Moshe Rabbeinu, who all shayach to the Indian of Torah and Kabbalah Soterah. And Mirz Hashem, will stop here for tonight and we'll continue Mirz Hashem after Yom. This will be the last year for what? For Kol HaMoed. Mirz Hashem will continue after Yom.